Fellow constitutionalists, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Dan Clements Show, a Christian political talk show. I'm your host, Dan Clements, your constitutional warrior fighting for your right just to be an American. It is January 9th in the year of war 2018. Remember, we're a hyphen-free, PC-free zone. God has stolen control and he does love you. And I'm broadcasting from the Hemlock Studios here in the beautiful central Susquehanna Valley in the great Keystone State. And folks, today we're going to talk about American energy independence. I love these type of subjects here, especially in this day and age, because the lamestream media, the Democrats on the Hill and across the country, the regressives that are throughout the fruited plains, they're all fixated on either President Trump's mental health, or that his button's bigger than Kim Jong-un's button, or the Russian collusion. There's got to be something there. We got to find something there. And because they're so fixated on these issues, President Trump is running circles around them, literally running circles around them. And the one thing he's doing better, I think, than most anything else is making America energy independent. And I can't stress this enough, that our energy independence is not only an economic safety net for us, and it's an economic imperative that we become energy independent, but it's also a national security or strategic advantage for us to have our own reserves and not have to rely on countries like Saudi Arabia or the OPEC nations that don't have our best interest at heart. They really don't. Over the years, OPEC has lowered or increased their productions to lower the price of oil throughout the world, stifling other countries from producing. Okay? And folks, that's not, in my opinion, that's not free market. They are actually authoritarian in what they do at OPEC. They're not letting the market set the value of the crude oil. They are artificially raising and lowering it with their productions. And so that, to me, that needs to be addressed. And one way we can address that is America becoming less dependent on OPEC oil, no matter where it comes from, less dependent on Canadian or Mexican or South American oil, and more dependent on ourselves. Now, I don't want to disparage Canada too much about the oil there, because they are a friendly neighbor to the north. We are great allies. And if it wasn't for the military in the United States, Canada would have no protection, okay? And the same way with, like, Mexico to our south, they really wouldn't have any protection without the military of the United States. So, I don't want to disparage them, but there could at some time in the future in Canada come in a prime minister and a parliament in there that is totally antithetical to the needs of the United States and what we're trying to accomplish down here, and just blow that whole thing out of the water. So we're going to talk a little bit about this today. And so let's get the show on the road. Today's show is being brought to you by the Dan Clements Store over at Cafe Press. Now, Cafe Press, this is real easy at Cafe Press. If you have a blog or a YouTube and you want to sell some bling, but you don't want to have the inventory, Cafe Press is an easy way to do this. I uploaded my logos over there. I picked items that my logo was going to go on and put and started up a store over there. And I have T-shirts and for men and women, I have hoodies. I have coffee mugs, mouse pads. I got a hat over there, a trucker's hat with my logo on it. If there's something over there that you would like with my logo on it, drop me a line. Go to the DanColumbusShow.com and down at the end of the menu bar, you see a contact page. Drop me a line if you want to see something else on there with my logo on. And you can access the Dan Clements Show Cafe Press store by going to the DanClementsShow.com and hitting the TDCS Cafe Press button on the menu bar down there. All right, today's daily Bible reading comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 126, verse 1. A song of ascents. Actually, it's verse 1 and 2, excuse me. A song of ascents. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. And I love the book of Psalms because David's always praising God and giving the glory to God for everything. And the Psalms, you know, like I said, it's one of my favorite books to read because of the encouragement. And, you know, sometimes the despair of David and, you know, his relationship with God. And so it's, you know, I think King David speaks after our hearts as Christians. And it should. And he should. Today's quote mail comes from Ann Christian Buchanan. There's nothing like a good crisis to increase my energy and remind me how much I need God. Amen. Amen. And the short Bible lesson today, are we true Christians? And it's by Mike Riley over at gewatkins.net. And I've been getting into several discussions on Facebook, some Bible studies I'm involved in, some question and answer sessions I'm involved in. And this is a really good question. Are we a true Christian? And the New Testament is very specific about who Christians are and what it takes to become a Christian or a disciple of Christ, what it takes to access that forgiveness of sins. The New Testament is very specific about that, but there's a lot of people out there that want to disregard the New Testament, especially on matters of salvation and baptism, disregard what the New Testament says, and go with their own feelings on it and teach that as doctrine. And that's a very dangerous place to be. And I never want to be in that place where I'm teaching something as doctrine when it's not doctrine. And if I am, hopefully one of my loving brothers and sisters in Christ will correct me in that. And I'm always willing to stand to be corrected. I really, really am. Okay, let me make sure I get this all set up over here. All right. Trump, and this, again, like I said, Trump is running circles around these guys on the Hill, in the lamestream media, and all the regressives across the fruited plain out there with things he's actually accomplishing. And this one here is by the True Pundit, and he, let me see here, he got this, I just want to make sure I have everything down here. I got to give a hat tip to True Pundit, who got this story from the Conservative Tribune. And this story here, I have links up to the other stories that are mentioned, you know, that are linked in here. Like I have there's another story over at Forbes that we're not really going to get into because I don't want to make the video too long. But there's a story by Christopher Hellman over at Forbes. As American oil booms anew, Saudi chief promises whatever it takes to rebalance the market. And this is what I was saying in my brief monologue, that we don't have a free market pricing system when it comes to oil in the world. We have a theocracy and a group of theocracies and dictatorships in the OPEC nations who want to dictate to the world the oil prices. And eventually, I mean, they can drive them down pretty low, but eventually even Saudi Arabia has to feel the squeeze when the oil prices get too low. You know, you can only take them down so far. And this is the funny thing, and you can go back and research this. It's a story I remembered off the top of my head about Mr. Dow of Dow Chemical and the bromide market back when he was a young man. It was funny. They talked to everybody always says, oh, what about predatory capitalism or predatory price marking, you know, price gouging and stuff like that. And basically what these European bromite kings were doing was they were dropping the price so far below the market price, trying to drive competitors out, that Dow, the founder of Dow Chemical, set up like a shell corporation, was buying their bromite for cheaper than what they could actually produce it, and then reselling it at a market rate and making a killing. And the only people that were getting hurt were these bromite barons over in Europe, and it finally broke them. And so, again, there's a point at which Saudi oil or OPEC oil is going to be so cheap, it would be better to actually buy that and resell it at a little higher price and make a profit, because you know that Saudis will not be making a profit once it hits a certain level, because they have expenses refining crude oil and processing and stuff like that, getting it to ships, shipping it out. That all costs money. And eventually there's a break point there. And I don't know what it is, but there is a break point there. But getting back to the oil boom in America, this is by the True Pundit staff. And this is going to deliver a devastating blow to OPEC, because the more we become energy independent here in the United States, and the less we have to rely on other countries like that, again, the oil we produce and use in the United States, technically, I mean, it can be, but they can actually not have it follow the global market trends, because we're using it domestically. So, again, we can cut the OPEC nations out, and this is what some people are fearing out there. Donald Trump makes America great again agenda is based on placing the interests of America first, and a big part of this is making sure America is not simply energy independent, but dominant in the global energy market. As such, the Department of the Interior just announced a draft proposal plan that would unleash American energy production by opening up vast areas of our nation's outer continental shelf to consideration for offshore oil exploration and drilling. Current policy put in place by the prior administration has nearly 94% of America's OCS, or the outer continental shelf, labeled as off limits to exploration, but a new 5-year oil and gas leasing program would essentially reverse that number and potentially open up a variety of all Americans' offshore resources for exploration and extraction in a reasonable manner. Reasonably developing our energy resources on the outer continental shelf in a safe and well-regulated way is important to our economy and energy security, and it provides billions of dollars to fund the conservation of our coastlines, public lands, and parks, stated Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Today's announcement lays out the options that are on the table and starts a lengthy and robust public comment period, he continued. Just like with mining, not all areas are appropriate for offshore drilling, and we will take that into consideration in the coming weeks. Now, again, that comes from the Conservative Tribune, and I have a link up here. Let's see here. Trump opens up 76 million acres to offshore drilling, largest in history. And this is by Ted Davis, posted on October 25th, 2017. And again, this is something that really didn't get a whole lot of play in the lamestream media because they were so worried about Russia. Excuse me just a second here, folks. Okay. On the campaign trail, President Donald Trump repeatedly vowed that he would be a friend to the energy industry and would cut back on the expensive or excessive regulations put in place by the Obama administration. On Tuesday morning, the Trump administration took another historic step, ensuring America's energy independence for the future by opening up over 76 million acres of federal water to potential drilling, the Washington Times reports. By opening up these waters to be leased out for drilling, the Trump administration broke a record. This is the largest lease sale in American history and is sure to make oil companies positively giddy. In today's low-price energy environment, providing the offshore industry access to the maximum amount of opportunities possible is part of the strategy to spur local and regional economic dynamism, excuse me, and job creation, and a pillar of President Trump's plan to make the United States energy dominant, Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke explained. So we're opening up all these vast oil reserves on the continental shelf, right? And also, there was another one. I don't have it in here, but they also the monument executive order by Barack Obama that he expanded these monuments way beyond what they should be, these national monuments. The Trump administration shrunk those back, and they're supposed to be setting up lease sales for those public lands too, out west. And so again, he is looking at really, really making us energy independent. And the only way you do that is to cut loose the guys that do it, that drill for oil, bring it to market. Marathon Oil out in the Dakotas on the Bakken formation out there, it's a shale formation. They've been leading the country in that type of industry. And matter of fact, I did not know this, and I always give credit where credit's due. We did have one new refinery. I thought this was funny. This was reported by Valley News Live out in North Dakota. First American oil refinery in decades opens in Dickinson. And this was posted May 5th, 2015. And honestly, I didn't know this. And I thought there was no, you know, until these two new ones that are proposed in Texas, I thought those were the first ones. But this actually was, so I'm going to give credit where credit's due to Barack Obama. So they did build one new oil refinery. It was in the Dakotas to handle that crude oil that was coming out of there. And all they're doing is doing batch diesel. And then the rest of the oil is going somewhere else for refining. Okay? So, like I said, under the Obama administration, he did do some things right. And this is one of them that he actually, his EPA actually allowed this new oil refinery. And then I have the what's this called here? The Fredonia Group.com, the Fredonia, excuse me. I was trying to get freedom out of that, this word up here. I was trying to get freedom out of that. And it's the Fredonia Group. Two new oil refineries planned for Texas, the biggest in 40 years. Now, this is where I got mixed up. This is the two of the biggest in the past 40 years in Texas. And elsewhere in the country, they've actually been closing down refineries instead of keeping them open and that. So, again, the Clean Energy Act, the Clean Power Plan that Trump issued an executive order to override, because it was an executive order to begin with to put it in place. And so because of that repeal of that, these refineries, or people build refineries and run refineries, oil companies or whatever, they're applying for permits, getting them approved, and they're starting to build these. Now, this one here, this story is by Daniel Debulis. For the first time in 40 years, major oil refineries are being planned for construction in the United States. MMEX Resources and Raven Petroleum both have plans for new refineries to go online in 2019 in Texas near the Permian Basin and Eagle Ford Shale, respectively. Oil refinery construction in the United States is a rare occurrence. Only 14 smaller facilities were built in the past 40 years, so this construction indicates significant growth in the U.S. oil and gas economy. Now, the other one that was built up in North Dakota, that was just for processing out diesel. Now, diesel is one of the, not the first things, but it's one of the first things that when you distill or crack oil, as it were, because that's what they call them, oil crackers, at the refinery, when they do that, diesel is one of the first liquids that comes off, you know, the usable in vehicles and stuff. And then the rest they have to ship out. These ones, these refineries do it all. These big refineries do everything. They take that oil and they take every last ounce of usable things out of that oil, from asphalt, tar, you know, diesel, gasoline, whatever, kerosene, the whole nine yards. They take as much out as they can take out. And so this is great for Texas. This is great for America. Now, don't get ahead of me on this. These two plants, most of the product they're going to be selling down into Mexico because it's that close to Mexico. And that is a market. It's not saying they're going to sell everything down there, but one of their major regions they're going to be selling to because of your proximity is Mexico. So, you know, but this is a start. You know, okay, we're refining oil and sell it to Mexico. At least we're refining our own oil, not bringing Saudi oil over here, refining it, and then selling it. We're refining our own oil, which is great. I mean, it's a fantastic thing. And then finally here, before we, like I said, I don't want this episode to get too long here. That's not the one I wanted. Where's that? Oh, okay. Here it is. Thought I had it up there. That's an article about Trump to sign an executive order unraveling Obama's climate change order. And that was back in March of... Trump to sign executive order unraveling Obama's climate record. Now, I think I have the wrong date down there. I think that was supposed to be 2017 at the Chicago Tribune. Let me check this out real quick. I can't believe it'd be 2013. Yep, 2017. I apologize for that, folks. I had 2013 put down in my show notes page there. But anyway, let's get this... I just want to get this other story up. It's not actually a story. It's a... get this up on here. There's a company out there. It's called the Oil and Gas Journal. Refining and Processing. Oil and Gas Processing News. And they're always updating everything. Matter of fact, this one, when I checked this the other day, well, I actually checked it yesterday on the 8th. They have something here for the 9th, and they have something for the 10th now that's going up here. I'm just looking in here to see where this is at. And these aren't just American oil and refinery. This is like all over the world, but there are news expansions in this country. Louisiana approves grassroots methanol complex. So methanol made out of corn is like the worst methanol you can have. It's bad. Brazil actually leads the world in the correct type, and that's using sugar cane to make ethanol. Because sugar is not a food stock, folks. It just really isn't. So, look, folks. Donald Trump is running rings around these people. Donald Trump is too. And again, I didn't support him. He is my president, though, and when he does right, I want to praise him, just like with Barack Obama. He did do something right, even though it was a small refinery, at least he did that. You know, it was a step in the right direction, folks. It really was. And Donald Trump has not only taken steps in the right direction, he's actually taken leaps and bounds in the right direction. So, again, folks, it's great to see a president actually succeeding where he said that he was going to do and actually do what he was going to say. This has been the Dan Clements Show. I'm your host, Dan Clements, your constitutional warrior. Remember, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. Have a great rest of the day, folks, and God bless.